You need to talk to you, and you need to tell you who you are.
That's right.
You get into this word and you find out the promise of God towards you.
That's
Step
right.
one, get up on the inside.
Discovering who you are in Christ Jesus changes your outlook on everyday situations. Join Jeremy Pearsons and Jerry Savelle on The Believer's Voice of Victory as they show us how to take hold of our own victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, in this week from my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And we are honored once again today to share this table with Dr. Jerry Savelle.
Thank you, sir,
so much for being a part of these broadcasts and coming into my life. I'm so glad that my family has been friends with you guys and your family and your ministry for so long now. And we have learned so much from you and your ministry. And it has been a rich honor to just to be acquainted and to be able to sit under the rich word of God that comes from
you. Let me say something to you.
Okay,
how proud I am of you, boy.
Thank you, sir.
I'm telling you. Of course, I was there when you were born. I was telling you before we went on the air that I've known your mother since she was 12 years old, you know, so. And to watch.
Say how old she is.
Yes,
no,
yeah, that was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
But to watch how God is using you. You know, Carol and I were sitting at home one day not too long ago, and you were doing the programs yourself. And we sat there just beaming at how proud we were of you and the anointing on your life. And
praise
it's just a joy to see all this come about, you know, and how God is using families. And
amen.
Especially the Copeland family to change lives all over the world.
Amen. And I think if there's anything that I can point back to, it's the time that I spent as a little kid sitting in that television truck with Mom while she was directing and doing all that. And what am I doing? I'm sitting there watching Papa. I'm watching Papa Jerry and I'm watching all these men of God stand and preach the word. And it's no wonder that a few years later I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I want to do.
So you know, like my children and my grandchildren, they've all grown up in this. Mm-hmm. My oldest grandson, he's 19 now, but when he was just 3 or 4 years old, I mean, all he's ever known, you know, he called your grandfather Papa Copeland. Mm-hmm. And all he's ever known has been in believers' conventions and all that. And one year, my mother and dad took him to something that was going on at the Fort Worth Tarrant County Convention Center, a circus or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's in there looking at this, and he folded his hands like this, and he looked at my mother and says, "Does Papa Copeland know they're using his building?"
So
in his mind, it's the convention center was part of the Copeland ministry, you know?
Absolutely. And man, that's just part of our heritage and it's our legacy. And I am so grateful for it. And you started yesterday. We began to launch into a subject. And this is actually the subject of your new book that's out now called Called to Battle, Destined to Win. And you read to us a scripture out of the book of John, chapter 16. Jesus spoke in verse 33 and said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." Now, if you were to stop right there, there'd be a whole bunch of people that would say, "Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's gonna be a fight."
Yeah.
But Jesus didn't stop there. No. And that's what we learned from you yesterday. He said, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world."
Right.
This is the best military intel that you could ever ask for. If you have your leader saying, "Now look, an attack is coming."
Mm-hmm.
"It's coming, I promise you it's coming."
Yeah.
"Here's what we're going to do about it. Here's how we're going to win. Here's our way around."
Yeah.
"Follow me, stay in the light." I mean, this is the best advice mm-hmm. you and I could ever mm-hmm. be given. And so that's the heart of this book that you've written,
right.
Called to Battle, Destined to Win. And I believe it's not only the heart of this book, man, this is your heart.
Yeah.
This is the heart
it's
of God
life.
In you and what you've brought to the body of Christ. And yesterday we dealt so much with some of those beginning steps. What do you do? Because for your life, it was a way of thinking one day, and then the light came on, and from that day forward, things began to change.
Yeah.
And it was an approach to life, a new way of thinking, mm-hmm. a renewing of the mind. When we see in the Word of God over and over and over, you see that you're called not only called a battle, but you are destined to win this life. There is a good fight of faith. It's only a good fight if you win it.
Yeah.
When you see that in the Word over and over, you are an overcomer. God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. Once that knowledge and that revelation has dawned and it's set in, where do we go? Because it's like we discussed, you know, it's not just a bunch of sitting around that takes place. Mm-hmm. There's something, when you see it, there's something to apply. Talk to us today about where we go from there. What do we begin to apply to this thing to see it happen?
Well, we have to understand that just because you get a revelation of the fact that you're destined to win, that doesn't mean it's over. In fact, the fight begins right then. You know, you come to this realization, you come to this revelation that Jesus has promised me right here in this verse. If that was the only verse in the Bible, then I believe that one verse I could be a winner on.
Yeah.
Jesus has already declared that he has deprived every challenge of its right to destroy you.
That's the Amplified. Yeah, read that again.
It says, "For I have overcome the world," and the Amplified defines that as, "I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you." You know, I read that like the example that I use. Of course, I'm a boxing enthusiast. I love boxing. And I remember back when Mike Tyson was in his prime and, you know, he was the baddest man on the planet and every punch he threw with bad intentions and all that. You know, I picture this as if somebody had already totally whipped Mike Tyson and they come to me and say, "Jerry Savelle, we'd like to pay you $3 million to get in the ring with Mike Tyson, and he's already been whipped. Will you sign the contract?" I'm signing that contract.
Sure.
I believe I can whip somebody that's already been whipped,
yeah.
You know. So the man's already been whipped.
I'd watch that fight.
And he's already been defeated. He's already been whipped. He has no ability to defend himself. I think I can win that when I know the conditions here. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what Jesus is doing. He's telling us, all right, you're going to have battles. And Jesus is not saying, and they're going to be easy, and there's nothing to it, you know, no problem. He says there are battles, there are challenges, there are adversities that you will be confronted with. Mm-hmm. Here's the good news. I have deprived them of their ability to destroy you.
That's good news.
Now, go into the battle with that knowledge. And if you know up front, as I said on yesterday's broadcast, if you know up front how this is going to turn out, then surely you could endure it. Surely you can persevere. Now, if there's this idea, well, I don't know how this is going to turn out, I don't know if I'm going to win or lose, then obviously you might tend to give up. You might be tempted to just quit if you don't know how it's going to turn out. But with Jesus saying up front, "I have deprived this situation of its power to defeat you," then that gives me the incentive, that gives me the motivation to stand my ground. No matter how long it takes, I'm willing to stand. Like Kenneth Hagin used to say, if you're willing to stand forever, then it won't take very long. So that's got to be your attitude. You know, I used to say that once I learned these principles, you know, my name became Jerry, having done all to stand, Savelle.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I became an expert in the art of standing. You know, and as a result of it, God has never let me down. He's never disappointed me. It's turned out to be a triumph always. Now, I've had a few setbacks along the way, but the setback never means that it's over, that, you know, you're finished, no way out. A setback can become a stepping stone to a greater victory. But your attitude has got to be, Jesus has already declared that I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Now, it's a matter of just carrying that out. Now, one of the first things that you have to understand is once this becomes a revelation to you that God has already seen you a winner.
Yeah.
And when you begin to see yourself the way God sees you as that winner, then Satan is going to do his best to try to steal that from you. Jesus said, once the word is sown in a person's heart, Satan comes immediately to try to steal it.
And there he is again, telling you what's coming.
That's right.
You know, giving you this great big heads up. And I love that
about
Jesus.
And the great part about this, he tells you, which so many Christians are confused about this part, he says, Satan comes immediately to steal the word. So this thing you're going through, Quit blaming God.
Absolutely.
God's not the author of it. Jesus has already declared it's Satan. He's trying to steal the word. How will he do it? Through affliction, through persecution, cares of this world, all of those things that we all go through. And it's Satan's way of trying to steal this revelation from us. So I know up front that God's not my problem. Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you, Jeremy, if more of the body of Christ just got that simple revelation,
yeah.
You know, that God's not my problem. You know how that happened to me? Your grandfather, 40 years ago, standing on that platform in Life Tabernacle, Shreveport, Louisiana, he read John 10:10 and said, Jesus said, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life. And your grandfather stood there on that platform, and with his foot, he drew an imaginary line on the platform and said, everything on this side of this line has to do with killing and stealing and destroying, and Satan's the author of it. Everything on this side of the line has to do with life and living it more abundantly, and God's the author of it. He said, don't ever get confused, about who's doing what.
Yeah.
If it has anything to do with destroying your life, Satan's the author. If it has anything to do with making your life better, blessing your life, causing abundant life, God's the author.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so simple, but you cannot imagine how profound that was to me.
Absolutely.
When I realized God's not my problem, that I've got an adversary, his name is Satan, and that started this process called the renewing of the mind. I mean, I'm already ahead of the game now because I know God's not against me and God's not my problem, which I'd heard growing up that, you know, God's going to get you. Mm-hmm. God will bust your head. God will make you sick. God will wreck your car. To find out that God was not my problem, that Satan is the adversary here, and to find out that Jesus has already deprived him and all of his attacks of the power to defeat me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that was a life-changing revelation. Now, you have to lay hold upon that. If you don't, then you're going to go into every battle with this question of how's it going to turn out? Who's behind it? When you know God's not behind it, you know, God was not the one who threw those three Hebrew children in that fiery furnace. He had nothing to do with them being thrown into a fiery furnace, but he had everything to do with getting them out.
Yeah, amen.
And that their attitude was, listen to this. Now, this is Old Testament. Their attitude was, you might throw us in that fire, but our God will deliver us. Mm-hmm. What are they saying? We already know how this is going to turn out.
Yeah.
We already know how this is going to turn out. O king, you might throw us in there, but our God will deliver us. And that's the reason they could say, we will not bow and we will not burn. Because
yeah.
They already knew how it's going to turn out. Now, that is an advantage. That, to me, is incentive. It's motivation. It's what enables me to endure and to persevere no matter how long it takes. Because I know that my God has promised that thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Always.
Always.
Always means no exceptions.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time. One translation of that verse says, thanks be unto God who is always in the process of causing us to be triumphant. So if somebody should ask, well, how you doing? How's the battle going, brother? I'd just simply say, I'm in the process of being triumphant.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I already know how this is going to turn out. I'm in the process of being triumphant.
Let's talk about the process then.
Yeah,
because there is when you read things like you read to us yesterday in 1 Timothy about fighting the good fight of faith. What does he say? Lay hold of the promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the process, because this is something you mentioned a couple of times now. This is once the knowledge of this revelation is in you and that light comes on. It's not just a bunch of sitting around and waiting for something to happen and then getting angry at God when it doesn't.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the process.
Well, you know, in the Bible, there are several times where God's people tend to want to just sit back. They become lethargic. You know, they give up on the inside, and obviously they begin to think that there's no hope. And God is constantly using this phrase, arise, arise. I looked up the word arise one time and discovered that it means, first of all, to revive yourself. To revive yourself. It's kind of like You remember the story in 1 Samuel chapter 30, I believe it is, where David and his army are out on patrol, and they come back to Ziklag, and they discover that their families have been taken captivity, mm-hmm. their homes have been burned to the ground. And when David and his men saw this, the Bible says that they all just sat there and cried and grieved, and they cried until they had no more tears to cry. And obviously, they were discouraged by what they saw. Their families are in captivity. Their homes have been burned. But then something changed this whole story. And it says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, that's what arise means, to revive yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. How would David go about doing that? Now, let's put it in a situation like some of our viewers might be going through right now. A financial crisis, a family problem, you get given a bad report where your health is concerned. How do you arise in that situation? David encouraged himself in the Lord. How did he go about doing that? He had to remind himself of previous experiences where it looked as though defeat was inevitable, but God came through. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he did with David when he fought Goliath. Remember, it says, this uncircumcised Philistine will be no different than the lion and the bear. What did he do? Yeah. He remembered a previous situation, and it encouraged him. God delivered him out of the hands of the lion and the bear, and he says, and he will deliver me out of the hands of this uncircumcised Philistine. So David is sitting there looking at this hopeless situation. His family's in captivity. His home is burned to the ground, as well as all of his men. They are discouraged. They're distressed. And it said even his own men begin to blame David. Now, David is sitting here looking at this situation and thinking, man, they're all going to stone me. I mean, they're mad at me. They're blaming me for all of this. He has every right to be discouraged, but he wouldn't remain that way. He encouraged himself in the Lord, and then he says this. He asked God, what do you want me to do in this situation? Notice God didn't say, just sit there and have a pity party. Right. Sit there and feel sorry for yourself. God didn't say, well, son, you know, you win a few, you lose a few. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No, David said, God, what do you want me to do? Shall I pursue this army? Shall I overtake them? And shall I recover all? And God said, that's exactly what you're to do. Arise, get up and pursue them and overtake them and recover all. And that's exactly what he did. But notice how it started. He had to, first of all, arise out of his discouragement, arise out of his distress. He had to remind himself that he had a covenant. He had to remind himself that God was on his side. He had to remind himself that God had never let him down. And that's what many of the people that are watching this broadcast need to do right now. There are some major attacks taking place in the body of Christ. One of the ones that is probably the greatest attack right now is finances. I mean, the whole nation is under financial attack. The body of Christ is under financial attack. And it may look as though your situation is helpless, but the first thing you need to do is arise. Arise on the inside. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Remind yourself of your covenant with God. Like I learned from your grandfather many years ago, sometimes you have to grab yourself by the ear, go pull yourself in front of a mirror, point at yourself, and remind yourself of who you are, what your covenant says. God's for you. Don't pity. Don't feel sorry for yourself, and don't get mad because everybody else is not feeling sorry for you either. Arise. Revive yourself. Another definition for the word arise, begin to act on and to exert your God-given authority. In other words, you have to remind yourself, hey, I'm not hopeless here. You know, Jeremy, the only people in the world that have a right to be hopeless are people that don't know God. Because Paul says in Ephesians that before we came to Christ, we were without God, without hope, without a covenant. Hey, I'm not without God anymore. Right. I'm not without Christ. Yeah. So I am not a hopeless person, no matter how hopeless looking my situations may be. So you're going to have to arise. You're going to have to talk to yourself. I like to say it this way. Sometimes you have to become your own best cheerleader.
That's true.
You just have to remind yourself of what the Bible says, revive yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord, and then get up on your feet. Tell the devil if it's a fight you want, a fight you're going to get, but when the dust settles, me and God win. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I would say what you need to do right now, perhaps more than anything else, is to arise.
Mm-hmm.
Get up on the inside, you know, see yourself the way God sees you, talk to yourself what the Word says, and then begin to launch an attack. You know, one of the other meanings of the word arise is to become hostile. And to become hostile against the devil means that you declare a state of war.
Right.
So it's time to declare a state of war. Once again, the devil wants a fight, tell him. Okay. Apparently you haven't learned yet that God's on my side. I got a covenant. I'm empowered by the blessing. I've already been told by Jesus that he's deprived you of your right to defeat me, so bring it on.
Yeah.
But when the dust settles, me and God will win.
Absolutely. And you begin by recognizing, and this is something you talk about in your book, and I've been reading this, you begin by recognizing who your enemy is.
Yeah.
And your hostility and your war is not with people.
No, not at all.
Your hostility and your war is not with
That's
people.
Right.
We have to have the ability to see spiritually. It's what Paul talks about, being able to see the invisible.
Mm-hmm.
We look at things that are not seen because the things that are seen are temporary. But when you have the ability to look and see the invisible, you recognize your war is not with people, but there is an enemy of your soul. And what you're talking to us about is rising up on the inside. And if you got to stand up from where you're sitting right now, do it.
Yeah.
If you got to do it on the outside, do it. Just stand up, and you need to talk to you, and you need to tell you who you are.
That's right.
You get into this word and you find out the promise of God towards you.
That's
Step
right.
one, get up on the inside. And I believe that's what you're telling us.
That's it.
Once you've seen in the word who you're called to be and the destiny that you're called to, rise up and take your place. This is good stuff. You are called to win. You've got God on your side. He's for you and not against you. Brother Jerry and I are out of time for this broadcast. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. We will be right back.
Times are tough. Circumstances are difficult. Maybe you're discouraged. Perhaps you're facing impossible situations. Right now, you might be feeling like there's no hope. But no matter what you're facing, God sees you as a winner. He has determined a way to help you break through and live victoriously.
When the pressure increases, that simply means you got the devil right where you want him. I mean, you got him by the jugular vein now. If you can just stand your ground a little longer, then your breakthrough will come.
Jerry Savelle's new book, Called to Battle, Destined to Win, includes 40 years of sermons and personal experiences that will encourage and inspire you. His insights in the Word will teach you how to succeed and give you a winning strategy to face your everyday challenges. Start building up your faith and walking in victory with Jerry Savelle's book, Called to Battle, Destined to Win. Order your copy of Jerry Savelle's new book, Called to Battle, Destined to Win. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This encouraging and insightful compilation of Dr. Savelle's most popular sermons is now available for only $14. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Discover the champion in you. Order Called to Battle, Destined to Win today.
Called to battle, destined to win. Experience God's breakthrough power in your life. This is a new book by our friend and partner, Dr. Jerry Savelle. Dr. Jerry, tell us what's in here, why we need to get a hold of this.
Well, once again, I believe that God has called each and every one of us to be winners in life. And, you know, God's Word is the manual for winning. And so what we've endeavored to do here is just encourage people to become who God has called them to be. God's not called us to be losers. God's caused us to be winners. And one of the things that happens when we become the winner God's called us to be, it makes the God we serve attractive to the world.
That's right. There is something in here for you and what you're dealing with, what you're going through, the life that we're all living. And this is a compilation of some of the greatest sermons you've taught. And this is a theme that not only runs through this book, but through your entire ministry. And this is something the Lord has called you to, and we receive it, and we thank God for it. Father, I thank you right now for the victory that you are leading our viewers to. Thank you, Father, for seeing them through to victory, for causing them to triumph in Christ Jesus. We thank you, and we give you praise for it. Amen. I want to let you know that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are coming to Australia for two meetings. First, they'll be in Sydney for the Sydney Victory Campaign, May 21st through the 23rd. Then over to Brisbane for the Brisbane Victory Campaign, May 28th through the 30th. Now, both of these meetings will be streamed live on the internet, kcm.org, or you can go back and listen on demand at your convenience if for whatever reason you can't, you know, say, make it to Australia. But if you live in those areas, please join us for those meetings. If you can't get there, jump on kcm.org. You'll have a great time watching the meetings that way. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stick around all this week. Make sure you're getting into these broadcasts and getting into these scriptures and getting into this book. It'll change your life forever. This is Jeremy Pearsons and Jerry Savelle reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see this presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to the 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Days of Refreshing, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
According to the Word of God, if I dare to believe that I am what God says I am, that I can be what He says I can be, I can have what He says I can have, I can do what He says I can do, then there is no way Satan can defeat me.